He does more than manage the making of the Helicycle kit. He's building one of his own. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Blake Esses, who is the manufacturing manager for Eagle R&D in Idaho, which is where helicycles come from. The single place experimental helicopter you can buy in kit form and is turbine powered. And we're here at Rotors Over the Rockies to talk about the machine that Blake brought here and about the company in general, and give our listeners an update on where the helicycle story is at this point, and especially with an interest toward those who might want to order one. Blake, thanks for taking some time out today.
Sure, no problem. The fifth production run that we're working on is towards the end. We're about to deliver the engines for those builders, and we've also started the sixth production run already, for which there are still spots available as of the middle of June here. Get in touch with us right away if you'd like to get in on that. We've got quite a few of these flying now. We've delivered a total of 160 helicycle kits, all of them with a turbine, and we've got 48 of them flying, and probably will be close to 55 by the end of this year.
Tell me, for just going back to square one, who buys a helicycle? What is it about the machine that appeals to people?
We have all walks of life. We have everybody out there that has a dream to fly. That's basically who buys them. It doesn't matter what they do for a living or where they came from. It's just people that have always had a dream of flying, and this gives them the dream, or gives them the ability to fulfill that dream, and not for a whole lot of money. About $39,800 is the current price on in the helicycle, and for another $6,000 to $7,000, you actually have the thing flying and in the air. So for $45,000, you've got a workable turbine-powered, fully functional helicopter.
Let me ask the question I would ask on behalf of a spouse who wants to know how this makes any financial sense. The thing I've heard is that some of these guys have a helicycle specifically so they can be building turbine time during their recreational flying. Is that a legitimate thing to look forward to? I mean, does that really count on a resume?
Yeah, it does. We've had a couple of builders down in the southern states that have been able to land jobs because they built turbine time in the helicycle. Most guys sort of are doing it sort of for recreation, but we have a pretty good following from guys that are interested in buying and building sort of in a quick sort of time frame, and then start building turbine time, and that helps guys build time that will apply on a resume, so to speak.
Why did you get involved with helicopters, and specifically with Helicycle? Because you obviously are more involved than most because you work there.
Yep. Well, I worked there with BJ for 3 years before he passed away, and my interest in helicopters was initially just sort of trivial, so to speak. I was more of my background in mechanical engineering and with a heavy emphasis in machining and programming. So my initial job was to do programming in the factory and get the shop sort of operating on an efficient sort of way using our CNC machines. And then with the unfortunate passing of BJ, I took over the complete operation of the shop, and his wife Carolyn still is the owner of the company, and she still handles the front office operations, and we couldn't do it without her. So we've just kept the company going mainly because we have such a following. There's so many helicycles that are flying, and such a popularity that's growing. You couldn't not continue to buy the helicycles or continue to build the helicycles because it's such a great product.
All right, let's talk for a minute about the machine you're building personally, because you were showing it to us here at the event, and it looks like you're fairly far along, but you got a couple of hard parts left.
Yeah, the one I've got building now, I would call it half done. I've got the drivetrain all installed. But it has to come apart completely again in order to do the fuel system. Some of the fuel tanks have to be installed before you install the engine or transmission. So that's got to go in. So the fuel system and the wiring is a big project. I'm not an electrical guy by nature, so so I've been doing a lot of planning on the electrical side, making sure I've got the right crimpers and wiring connectors and all the terminals, and so I've got a plan together that'll allow me to go forward with that without stumbling all over, and I'll be able to be efficient with the electrical system, which is something that I never want to affect me at when I'm flying it, to have an electrical failure cause me to have to do an auto or something like that. So the electrical system is obviously important, and that's one of the things I've been doing some serious planning on. I've read some articles, got some really nice crimpers, and I'll be tackling that here hopefully this summer. And we've got lots of engine testing under our belt, so as far as the engines go, we've got there aren't any issues with the engines we're about to deliver, so there won't be much to our checkout. We'll just be able to get the thing flying, and then I'll start to hover it after I've got some dual time in an R22.
So you came into this not even being a pilot. You'll have to go through Eagle R&D requires, before they send you what the last part of the rotor system, that you have at least soloed an R22. I know some guys decide while they're at it, why not go through and go for the full rating. But really, the R22 is considered one of the more demanding small helicopters to fly. How does that prepare someone for a helicycle? I've been told by a couple people who've flown them that they're actually easier than an R22.
Yeah, and that's the benefit. I guess you could consider that kind of a double-edged sword there. They are tricky to fly. There's some very strict guidelines on operating the R22 in terms of rotor speed and doing autos and manifold pressure and all the details of flying it. There's a lot to it, and they're commonly described as being twitchy. So if you can fly the helicycle, or if you can fly the R22, then the adaptation into the helicycle is a very easy transition, and it makes for makes for an easy transition. So the double-edged sword is basically that there's so many of them out there. The other edge of the sword is that there's so many of them out there. There's not really another helicopter that allows for dual-time training.
More with Blake Estes of Eagle R&D in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack at Rotors Over the Rockies with Blake Estes, the factory manager for Eagle R&D, which sells the Helicycle Turbine Single Place Helicopter Kit. Blake, tell our listeners, when you get done with your machine, what kind of performance it'll have.
Out of ground effect, hover ceiling, at least as tested, is 8,500 feet, which is a pretty good performer. They'll cruise at 95 to 100, burning 13 gallons an hour or so, 16 gallon fuel capacity. So you got about an hour range at 100 miles an hour. The blades are very well set up to being able to track them accurately and balance, and at 95 to 100 miles an hour, they're just as smooth as could be. So The performance of the helicopter is, you know, as far as we're concerned, is actually a little bit better than the R-22. We have a lot of rotor inertia, which is a big concern with guys that have flown the R-22 because they, you know, they've learned about the strict rotor RPM and criteria for doing an auto. We've got plenty of inertia in our rotor system that allows that to be maybe equally as important, but not quite as demanding in order to keep rotor speed where it needs to be in a situation like that.
Well, are we going to see Eagle R&D at any other shows over the course of the summer? Where you guys plan to be?
We'll definitely be hit Arlington, which is up in Washington, and then we'll hit the Homer Bell fly-in in July. Both of those are big ones for us, and so we'll be making it to those. We'll have a ship. One of our builders, Alden Johnson, who lives up in the Seattle area, he'll be doing some flight demos for us in Arlington, and then we'll have probably as many as a dozen flying helicycles at the Homer Bell fly-in that same month in July. So be a big year for us.
Homer's known as a rotorway guru. Is there kind of an affinity felt between the rotorway guys and the helicycle guys because of the common heritage?
I don't know. It's kind of a, you know, they're sort of like oil and water, I guess, to a certain extent. But I always try to kind of bridge that gap and talk to everybody and, you know, make it to where, cause I think we're all kind of in the same boat. I mean, effectively we're competitors, but, we are all trying to, build helicopters and fulfill the people's dreams to fly something and do that for an economical number. So I think we're all kind of in the same boat, and, you know, everybody's got great ideas, and, you know, the helicopters are just a way to bring people together. And it's just the same as any hot rod or Harley fly in or drive in that it's just we're all doing the same thing, and we are competitors, but we're all in the same boat.
All right, direct people to the website for more information.
www.helicycle.com, helicycle.com, and there's plenty of information there. There's lots of pictures updated fairly regularly. There's lots of information on why we like you to buy the helicycle and why your first helicopter should be a single seat helicopter. For $40,000, you really can't beat the turbine-powered helicycle. And that's all described there in detail on the website.
All right. Well, good luck with your own personal training, and we hope to see your completed project back with us next year.
Thanks. We'll be here.
Blake Estes is the factory manager for Eagle R&D. The website, again, is www.helicycle.com. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.